been very diligent with his work on getting back to the level he's got to so far. And then really it comes down to adding in the games programme now. And there's a common sense view on that, of course. So he played 45 minutes. We'll build that up slowly but surely. He's been training ever so hard to get himself, you know, as close as you can. But now it is really that match fitness. And that takes a bit of time and a bit of common sense. So that healthy mixture and good feedback from him, you know, when he's feeling right. And he certainly is at the moment. So that you know, it will be down to him as well. He's not like he's 20 years old. He's been around the block. He knows how his body's feeling. Very, very fit lad. And, you know, we're looking forward to him continue on his games programme to get fully fit.
It's a pretty strong-looking 11 that played midweek. I mean, what was the thinking behind that? Anything in particular?
Well, no, only to bring people up to speed because, you know, we're going into the final phase of the season. You want people, you know, if I change the side or they're called upon or they're coming off the bench, you want them to be right for them, first of all, and also right for us. So, you know, we don't play them every game, but I think every now and again they need to top up their fitness. Some have already played games in between, so you know, Tendai and people and Duffo, they've kind of played games in between periods, been in, been out, but then some who haven't played for a while, they need a game, you know, and we're really pleased with it, because Preston, you know, they bought a younger side but ran hard, so it had a good feel, a more realistic feel to the game.
Michael Keane, is he expected to be back involved this weekend, do you think?
Yeah, he's certainly up for a selection. He's had a good week with us, where we had to make sure he was feeling well, which he is, and he was feeling well on the turn of the week, and so he's joining trainers normally. Just a mini update for you, Dean Marnie. It'll be touch and go with him. He played 60 minutes fine, by the way, but yet again, we've got to add to that game spring because obviously a niggly injury turned into a sort of 5 or 6 weeker, so we've got to be careful with that and sensible with that. Duffo got through a game after missing 10 days, and that was just to make sure he was well and he was fine. Duke's doing very well, not ready for match play yet, but doing very well as well. So there's really good signs, you know, about the group coming back to full fitness.
Is Lloyd Dyer getting somewhere near what you want him to be fitness-wise?
Yeah, Lloyd's another one. You know, he got his game in the other day and good feedback from him. Felt generally well, but still a little bit short. But, you know, he's enjoyed what he's doing so far. He's enjoyed getting that sharpness back, and he is showing that. We're getting a healthy mixture again of different options and different players available. And, of course, as I suggest, we look forward to them all getting fit, as in 100%, if you like, and ready, you know, down the final part of the season.
Just on Michael, I appreciate not going to give me any team news, but it gives you a good decision to make this weekend, doesn't it, if he's back 100% for you?
Yeah, I think, yeah, again, I'm, you know, delighted with Tarkey coming in and how he's done, because it's not always easy as a centre-half. I was one in the past, and, you know, that can be an awkward position to come into a side, and he's delivered really good performances, but Keno's done well for a longer period. He's back fit, so that's down to me then to decide the team.